Welcome into the program, Clark and the Coach, Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA. Clark Johnson, Bruce Dick with you, kind of kicking off. This is our preseason, we're calling it, Bruce.
We're going to spring training.
Yeah. We're going to open the regular season on Monday. How about that? Our new show on Monday, and we'll get you guys just kind of revved up and teased up here this week as Clark and the Coach, our new show. I can't wait. I'm blessed to sit next to you for this. I'm just Clark, the guy over here that really doesn't know anything. And you're the coach, the soon-to-be Hall of Famer, soon-to-be, and I can't wait to take this run with you, Bruce, soon-to-be the new head basketball. Well, you are the new head basketball coach at Fort Collins High School, but I'm interested to watch from your angle as we go from, you know, a state-winning coach in 92 at Green Mountain, all of those years, 682 wins. You embark on a new chapter of your life here at Fort Collins High School. This is going to be interesting.
It's going to be a lot of fun, and it is such a challenge, and I'm looking so forward to it. In the brief time I've been there, gotten to know the guys, love my players.
Absolutely.
You know? Good kids, want to learn, want to get better, and just anxious to get going with them.
All right. Up on the Gould Parts Hotline, we kick off the show today. We got a bunch of interviews for you. So Brandon Valdez, who's a terrific club coach, Rocky Mountain Fever. Bruce knows him. You guys spent some time coaching together at Rocky Mountain High School.
Yes, we did.
So this is going to be fun. Brandon jumps up on the line right now. Brandon, how are you this morning?
I'm great. How are you?
There we go.
Fantastic. We got you. We're on. Hey, Brandon, this is Clark. I got Bruce sitting next to me here. Thanks for jumping on Clark and the Coach today. So interested to talk to you about not only club sports, but your relationship with Bruce. I mean, you guys spent some time together at Rocky, so I'm going to turn it over to Bruce, and he's going to put you in the hot seat if that works.
All right.
Hey, Brandon, we're so glad to have you on. And as Clark said, you have just done an incredible job coaching club basketball. You've obviously been a high school coach as well. But let's start recently. Let's start with your team this year. Share some of the highlights of your Rocky Mountain Fever team this year and talk about a few of the guys.
You know, we got a really good group this year. I coach our 2023 kids. They're all 16 under group, juniors to be. We have nine guys on our roster, five Northern Colorado kids. We have another kid, Jason Alston, from Riverdale Ridge out of Thornton area, and three out-of-state kids. You know, we've played in, I believe, eight tournaments already this spring and summer. We're 21-6. We've had a really good group so far. We're embarking on a big tournament this weekend, going out to Dallas, playing in the Prep Hoops Grind Finals Thursday through Sunday. With the kids that we've had several of them on our roster for two or three years now. You know, we're kind of a guard-driven team. We're lucky enough to shoot the ball very well. You know, Silas McKernan out of Pooter High School here in Fort Collins.
Absolutely.
Yeah, terrific player. Yep.
Silas can put the ball through the net.
You know, he shot an amazing percentage this spring and summer. You know, we stat every game, and he shot, you know, over or close to 200 three-point attempts this year, and the kid has made 96.
Wow.
Up to this point. And in our backcourt, we have a kid named Jaden Brown, who was at Laramie High School, played for us the last 3 years, who the family has since moved to Pullman, Washington area. But Jaden is very much a similar player to Silas. They're both 6'2", both great playmaking point guards. We play kind of two point guards at the same time. And the way those two kids stroke it, you know, it makes things a lot easier on our bigs. You know, and we try to play fast. We try to play up tempo. But it's just been a real fun spring and summer so far.
Well, and Brandon, when you say bigs, I know you don't have a couple of 7-footers or 6'11 guys, but you have some solid, nice size forward type kids. Talk about those guys.
You know, we have Luke Wagstaff, 6'7 kid.
I know him.
High school. Coach Dick might know him.
Yep.
And, Charlie Dorch, also 6'7", at Rocky Mountain High School.
I know Charlie, yeah.
Those two are very similar players like our guard. You know, they're both big-bodied kids. They can get up and down the floor. They really have their game. Their back-to-the-basket game has really improved over the last year. And I think that balance we have between our guards and our bigs has really helped us. You know, we're pretty potent offensively. You know, defensively at times we struggle. You know, we struggle to get stops at times. But, you know, on the season we've averaged 75 points a game. So we've had some up-tempo fun outings out there. But if we can get some stops this weekend, I look forward to getting some good wins.
Well, you had recent success in Las Vegas, and you lost a heartbreaker at the end in a championship game. But share your experience in Vegas, and you know we've been out together in Vegas several times, and there's so many great players across the nation. Do they still all convene in Vegas during some weekends?
Oh yeah, I mean there's so many tournaments going on during the same NCAA viewing periods, and we were out at the playing at the Tarkanian Center July 7th through 11th. We were fortunate ourselves to get ourselves into the finals in the platinum bracket, and we played a really good team out of Austin, Texas. The game went to overtime, and we lost at the buzzer. We were down, it was tied 53-all in the first overtime, and they had to go the length of the floor with 2 seconds left, and to their credit, they threw it to half court, and their big guy went and caught it. It was a tough catch. He turned and just threw it up, and it went in from half court. So it was kind of a heartbreaking loss, but you got to give them credit for making a play at the end. But our guys did great. I mean, we had some real big victories over some really good teams. We kind of had a different star every night. But I think some kids really helped them on the recruiting scene, getting seen, and you know, playing on a big stage, because sometimes you don't get that, you know, around here. So getting out of state, getting in play in those events was kind of big.
Well, what's fun about your club is, you know, I see some of the guys during some workouts, and they have helped me with some camps. As how well they get along together. I mean, it's just fun. I got an actual text from Charlie during the Vegas tournament, telling how good Luke was playing, you know, and it's just he was so happy, and they're so happy for each other and getting to perform together. I'm going to switch gears on you here, Brandon, just a little bit. You've been fortunate to coach a pro, and you did an amazing job helping develop and coach Mike Dom when he originally started playing for the Fever program. I know you're close to Mike. Share some of his recent endeavors.
You know, Mike is a kid out of Kimball, Nebraska, which is only an hour and a half from here. It's not that far. And he played for us back in the day, 2011 through 13.
I can't believe it's been that long.
Yes. You know, and he was a big kid. You know, he's a 6'9", 6'10 kid that could really shoot it. He's probably the best shooter I've ever coached. And you know, he had such a great high school career, and he had, I mean, his recruiting, I mean, went well. He had a lot of offers.
Right, I remember.
As a surprise, he kind of picked South Dakota State out of the Summit League, and some people were surprised by it, but it was just a great fit for him. He ended up finishing his career as the 7th all-time leading scorer in NCAA history at South Dakota State. Ooh. And he is currently, he just signed a new contract with the team Italy. He's been in Spain the last 2 years, played great, and he just signed last week, like I said, from a team out of Italy. So he's really excited about it. Ironically, yesterday he flew back, and we did a workout yesterday afternoon.
Is that right? I had no idea that.
Yeah, and he worked out with Silas McKernan and Jaden Brown, two of our other really, really good shooters. And it was fun having him out on the court. You know, Mike, he's not a kid anymore. He's 25 years old, but he's such a good mentor. And seeing our current kids work with him and him giving them little pointers on the side, you know, Mike was a good player, but he's a great person. You know,
yes.
He's a class act, handles his business on and off the floor, and he's a great role model for our guys. So we're so lucky to have him around, and are excited to have him in our future here in the next few years.
We're talking with Brandon Valdez, club coach, of course, at Rocky Mountain Fever, and has coached with Bruce in the past at the high school level. Brandon, that brings me to my question, and that's the juxtaposition between club and high school basketball. Is it so important that the coaches at the club level work with the high school coaches to make it seamless so that there's no issues of overlapping, not putting one more important than the other? Is that something that's important, always keeping the relationship high school coach and club coach?
Sure. You know, we all have the same goals. We want these kids to be the best versions of themselves and keep working on their game. You know, we kind of start up at the end of March when their high school season ends. We take off the month of June. We take the whole month off because that's when the high schools, you know, play in their team camps, in their tournaments, and we don't want to step on their shoes. So, you know, we don't even practice that month. We go hard in March, April, May. They go back, play for their high schools in June, and then we restart in July like we've done this year. So, you know, it is. Everyone's got the same goals, and everyone's got to work together to help these kids, you know, reach their ultimate goals.
And Brandon, I'm going to interject. You're special in that area, and all clubs aren't like that. You know, we know that, but the good clubs are. And we really appreciate you taking the time today to just share these things. And I'm anxious to hear everything about the Dallas trip and how well the guys are and who's recruiting them. And, hey, we just want to say thank you for coming on this morning. And, of course, you and I will be in contact because I want to know all about it.
Thanks for having me on, guys.
You bet. Brandon, thank you so much. That's Brandon Valdez, club coach for Rocky Mountain Fever, coach with Bruce in the past. I mean, that sounds like a guy that is heady. I mean, that's a guy you want to have your kids learning from. He's sitting next to the other one. But
he's a brilliant basketball guy. He's passionate. You know, kids come first, and special guy.
No doubt about it. Clark and the coach on a Tuesday here in Northern Colorado, coming to you live from the Auto Collision Specialist Studios. We'll come back in a moment. Reese Johnson, Colorado Mesa hoopster. Do you remember who coached him in high school? Yeah, he's sitting next to me. We're coming back with Reese in a moment on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA. Welcome back, Clark and the coach, on a Tuesday here in Northern Colorado. Thank all the sponsors going forward are going to be great with us. Monday is our debut, so this is the, as Bruce put it, the spring training games. We'll get ready to rock and roll for you. Quality Well and Pump, Mosier Funeral and Cremation Service, Gould Parts, Advanced Roofing, all of those great sponsors. We'll talk a ton about them each and every day on the program. Cannot do this kind of a show without our great sponsors, so we thank them for that. We're coming to you live from the Auto Collision Specialist Studios, and we go right back to the Gould Parts Hotline right here. One of my favorite players ever to sit and watch a game of his at the high school level, Reese Johnson, who is now at Colorado Mesa. Reese jumps on with us right now. Reese, how are you this morning?
Good, how are you?
Fantastic, man. I got to ask you, before Bruce puts you in the hot seat here and has all these questions for you, I've got to ask you, how cool is it to have Isaac Jessup joining you at Mesa?
Well, I'm pumped. It's awesome. It's going to be really fun to team up back with them again after a year of not playing with them. So I'm super excited.
Yeah, great. What a team that was at Res as you guys go. That was the 25-0 run that didn't quite get to finish, right? So
that's right.
Yeah, that coach loves to remember that year. So I said, I said to coach, maybe he's the only coach in high school history that went 25-0 and was looking for another job after that. But
you can say it, and that got fired after the 25-0 season.
But to the Lambkins' luck, he's going to Fort Collins. I know Bruce has a bunch of questions for you, Reese.
Hey, Reese, it's so good to have you on, and I know you're working out a lot this summer, but let's backtrack a little bit. Let's go back to the beginning of the COVID season, your first, you know, month at Mesa, and how it evolved for you. And let's just review some of the highlights. I know some of the highlights, but I want you to share some of the things about your first year at Mesa.
Yeah. Where do you want me to start?
I want to start at preseason and kind of take us through the season. How your team evolved.
Yeah, so it was kind of crazy. Obviously, COVID was crazy for everyone, but obviously threw a layer into my freshman year. We got up there. We started true practice October 15th, and you can ask my coaches. No one really thought we'd be good. Deep down, you want to think that you're going to be the best and have that confidence, but sure. No one really did. We lost five seniors quit, and then some that were just on the fence. Us young guys and those seniors that did stay that brought the maturity, we hung on, and our coaches were patient with us. And through that first month, some practices were not the greatest, but as we continued to work together, we really bonded and created like this family atmosphere. And with that, I mean, we had a great year. We went 24-2, I think. We went 13-0 until we lost to Western. It was really just having that underdog attitude and playing with a chip on our shoulder.
And that's the term I was just going to use. And individually, you know, I know the recruiting background of you ending up at Colorado Mesa, Reese. You had full ride offers to other places to play. You really wanted to attend Colorado Mesa. Tell us that process with Coach DeGeorge and how it's evolved. And even up till this day, I know you're happily scholarshiped going into next season, but talk about that little freshman year and getting it going.
Yeah, for me, I'm in a good spot with my family. And, you know, we had conversations. I wanted to go somewhere where I really saw a good fit, not only for basketball, but for academics and social life. And I felt like if there's a place I was going to play basketball and have an opportunity to play, Mesa was going to check those boxes. So essentially, I bet on myself. I went there with almost no money and just really worked hard. And in the meantime, I was having fun because I did, you know, I love Mesa. I love Grand Junction. I picked a good spot, and I'm thankful for that, that I have good friends and stuff. But anyways, I worked hard. And, they put me on scholarship after that year, and I can't be any more happy.
That's terrific. And you know, you've heard this from me before, Reese, but I tell kids, you know, you may not have the opportunity to play basketball your entire life, but play as long as you can. You know, have fun with it, enjoy it. You're going to get, a degree, probably multiple degrees. Tell us somewhat about the academics that you're going through at Colorado Mesa and as you choose majors and moving on past college.
Yeah. So I'm right now, Mesa has a kinesiology department, so I'm getting a major in kinesiology, specialized in exercise science with a minor in business. I'm hoping my end goal is to go to med school and then become a doctor, actually. So this past year I started taking my prereqs. So I took Chem 1 and 2. I'll be taking the anatomy course this year. And then organic chemistry my junior year. But then those are the prereqs you need for med school. But then besides that, I picked a major that I really like. And my upper division courses are going to be really fun. I think I'm really going to enjoy them. I'll be spending a lot of time with athletes at Mesa. And that's really what I want to do. I want to work with athletes. Obviously, injuries, because I want to be a doctor. But as I go through this major, I think I'll have an opportunity to really have fun.
We are talking with Reese Johnson, Colorado Mesa hoopster, and got to spend a lot of time watching him play at Resurrection Christian with Bruce Dick as his head coach there. Talk to me about, Reese, just about sports in general for you. You're a hoopster. You're playing basketball. You're there on scholarship. Is it 365 days of basketball, or do you take time to get out, go play some intramural sports, something else to pass the time a little bit and get away from basketball? What's your break from hoops?
Funny you say that. I did play intramural flag football with my roommate,
Sweet.
Trevor Baskin. Shout out, Trevor.
Were you the quarterback?
So it was Trevor's best friend was the captain, so he was the quarterback.
Oh, that's how that goes.
I know. I understand.
Yeah. You got wheels though. Did they put you on the outside or what?
Yeah, Trevor and I are both wide receivers. And I mean, intramural football, there's no running. So, yeah, we were the, you know, Jets. We were doing ones and just flying down the field. But it's a good thing you said that. I think any athlete, especially at the higher level, would say you have to get away from it.
Sure.
It's a lot. But, yeah, intramurals, taking time to hang out with friends at Mesa, it's beautiful. We go up to the monument. We just hang out and just really relax. That's really important, I think, if you're going to have long-term success.
You know, Reese, I know how you treated our young players in high school, and they so looked up to you, and you would, you know, just go out of your way to help them out. Now you've put in a year at Colorado Mesa. I believe a young man of Elijah Knutson is going to be joining you after his high school career is over. How well do you know Elijah? He's on a top, a top club team right now. He'll be competing in Irvine, California this weekend.
Okay.
Pretty good player. What do you know about Elijah?
I've known about him for a while at Mead. Great, great basketball player. I actually, he came up on a visit, in second semester, so I had the pleasure to hang out with him. And Trevor and I actually were basically hanging out with him on that visit. So we took him bowling. We had fun. He's a really good kid, a great basketball player, and I think he's going to fit well into our program. So I'm excited for him to come up.
Kind of gives you that smaller guard, I guess, that you guys don't have a little bit of.
Yep. And I know Coach George loves shooting, so Elijah's definitely going to bring some of that.
Well, Coach George is a smart man.
Hey, Reese, I opened the show talking about you playing with Isaac Jessup, who, and if you guys don't know out there, you know the name Justinian Jessup, who was terrific at Longmont, of course, and then I think set the record, the Mountain West record for threes.
Yes, at Boise
State. At Boise, so yeah. So you get Isaac in there, and is there anything, I mean, I just look at what you could do on the floor, which is anything. A to Z is the menu. Plus, you can get to the bucket. Your last step, so explosive to get in. Some of the jams that you threw down in high school, I was like, wow, didn't expect that. The other thing I saw on the court was Isaac Jessup can do just about anything. Maybe the quickest hands I've seen, too. That's got to be big for you guys, grabbing him out of Colorado to come to Mesa.
Oh, yeah. No, Isaac checks all the boxes. His IQ, a lot of people talk about, you know, his shot, his hands, his defense. But even just playing with another guy that has a really high IQ, I'm super excited about that. I have nothing bad to say. I can't wait to hoop with him and be on the same team and practice and compete, honestly.
All right.
It's going to be really fun.
Hey, Reese, we got to go. It's radio, so we could sit and talk to you for about the next 2 hours. But let us, can we catch up with you as we get into the basketball season when that starts heading its way?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Fantastic, man. Go knock it out. Go relax. Go catch a pass or something. Go get a break from basketball, man. We appreciate all you do, and thanks for jumping on with us today. I know Bruce echoes the same sentiment.
Well, you know you're one of my favorite guys. We appreciate it, Reese, and we'll be talking soon.
Awesome. Thank you, guys. Thanks so much for having me.
You bet. There's Reese Johnson. Man, what a good kid. I love talking to athletes when they feel like they're blessed to be in the spot they're in. And that's what I always got from Reese. He's one of the handful of kids that, you know, when you're 16, 17, you're not usually coming up to the announcer on the floor and saying, hey, Mr. Johnson, thank you for what you do. Right. Or that. Those are the things I got from a lot of Rez kids, and it was led by that young man, Reese Johnson.
Well, Reese, blessed to be, in his words, blessed to be at Colorado Mesa. You hear so many players saying, hey, maybe I'll go here after a year there. You know, sounds like a happy, happy guy playing in the RMAC.
All right, Bruce and I are going to come back here after the bottom of the hour news and weather here. Zach Cook, talk about another Rez Christian dude jumping up on the hotline with us. Zach, a graduate on his way to the University of Mary. Bring a blanket. Bismarck, North Dakota. Zach, what are you thinking about? We'll come back and talk to Zach Cook in a moment as we continue with Clark and the Coach from the Auto Collision Specialist Studios right here on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFK. All right, welcome back to Clark and the Coach, Clark Johnson and Bruce Dick. I'm just a guy standing here. Bruce is the coach. That's who everybody wants to hear what he thinks, because he knows a few things. 682 wins. My guess is, Bruce, 683 is coming this year, right?
Well, I sure hope so.
The Lampkins got two last year, so.
We got two wins last year.
They're probably moving up the chain there.
We're hoping to more than quadruple whatever. We want it on the rise, that's for sure.
All right. One of the kids that, he's not a kid, a young man, one of these fine young men that got you a bunch of those wins at Resurrection Christian was Zach Cook, one of the best lockdown defenders I've seen play the game of basketball. Terrific, terrific hoopster and multi-sport athlete. That's basketball. He's going to UMary to play baseball.
Absolutely.
One of the very best center fielders I've seen. This kid can do it all. Zach Cook jumps up on the line with us right now. Zach, how are you?
I'm good, Mr. Johnson. How are you?
Good. You always call me Mr. Johnson. I'm going to go looking for my dad somewhere because I know he's here. You know, Zach, I got to thank you, one, for just being such a great – you're a terrific athlete. So much fun to watch you over the years, but even a better individual. Your dad's a terrific guy. I love to see kids that were brought up the right way, man. You rock and roll, not just as a player, but as a as an individual. I thank you for just being that way.
Well, thank you. I really appreciate that, too.
You know, Clark, Zach's one of those guys. You always look back after careers are over. There is not one day of practice, the 3 years I coached Zach, that I said, Zach, you need to go harder.
Right.
Never. You know, Zach, effort guy, considerate of his teammates, leader on the floor, leader in center field.
Give up.
And, wow, how lucky is the University of Mary to get you? Because I know you feel you're blessed to be going there and playing, you know, on the baseball scholarship, but I think they're blessed to have you. And first of all, congratulations on your All-State award as well. Tell us a little bit about University of Mary, how you ended up there.
Well, thank you, Coach. I appreciate that. And hopefully if I can perform, they'll feel lucky too. But it was kind of a just fluke thing. You know, one day I was just playing a game and an assistant coach just happened to be at my game because his younger brother was actually on my team. And it just kind of happened that way. And he recruited me and Logan Mosier from Eaton.
Right.
And he was at the right place at the right time. We played well enough to be seen, and everything just kind of went from there. Took a visit up there and really enjoyed the coaches and the campus and what they're building, so we're excited.
We're talking to a lot of the best graduating seniors in the state, and you certainly fit that mold. You just brought up Logan Mosier. Who won that battle this year? When you faced Logan and he's throwing and you're hitting, who won that battle this year? Did you feel like you hit him well enough, or how'd that go? How'd that turn out?
I was happy with how I hit Logan, you
all
know.
Right. All right, that's fair.
I think I was 0 for that day, but if you hit the ball hard every time, you can't be too upset, just hit it right at people. So, you know, I would always have to see like how I'm hitting against the guys who I know can pitch it at a high level. And I was happy with myself. He got lucky, so.
And if we're talking to if we're talking to Logan, Zach, Logan's going to say, you know, Zach was an 0 for that day. I controlled him, right?
Yeah.
Did you see the rocket shoot? Talking to you here, and I'm saying the bottom line is whatever.
My memory, Zach, says you hit a shot to dead center off him that day,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. That, saved him.
That Jaden had to run down and catch in center field. So, I'd say you did your job.
Hey, and what you can also say, Zach, is how many losses did Eaton have this year, and who were they against?
Yeah, that's right.
We were
the one guy knock them off. But no, they were great. Like, all props to Eden and Logan. They were a great team, and they deserved it. But
well, you guys were so fun to watch compete. And tell us about your academic endeavors going into the University of Mary.
I'm just kind of looking into the business program. I'm not quite sure what I'm going to study, but maybe something like. And like finance or accounting, never really been big into like looking into med school or something like that. So I really think I'm gonna go into business.
Okay, and business background. Dad's been there a little bit. Guidance. What's dad's advice? What's mom's advice as you go away from home now, going to college? Any particular things stand out that they've stated to you?
Definitely just to stay focused, and that it's just going to be a bit of a jump from high school. I mean, I worked hard in high school, but it wasn't quite I'm sure I'll face something much more challenging in college, and just to stay focused and to study hard because, everything starts with the school, right? Even baseball, getting to play starts with just doing well in school and keeping up the grades to make sure that's not a problem so I can just succeed in everything else I want to pursue.
All right, Zach, I've got the question of the day for you. At the University of Mary in beautiful Bismarck, North Dakota, what do you do up there to get away from sports? Do you hunt? Do you fish? What is Zach Cook going to be looking to do? Or is it going to be intramural sports, another sport? Maybe you go play intramural basketball. What's it going to look like for you there when you want to get away from baseball a little bit?
Yeah, that's a good question. I'm not sure. We're going to have to find out some things to do.
Sure.
I know the coach said he doesn't really want us playing intramurals just so
really?
Don't get hurt or anything.
Yeah.
But I might have to take a basketball just to shoot here and there, just to, get away, clear my head. But I've actually been talking to my roommate a lot. He was actually an All-State player from Moffitt County.
Oh, terrific.
And he's a big hunter and fisher. And I've fished a little bit, but I've never hunted before. But, he might try to get me into it because I know there's a lot of stuff like that out there to do.
What, Zach, what's his name?
His name's Kreese.
Yeah. I think I saw his numbers.
Yeah,
in the.
He
was one of the better players in the
state.
Yeah.
As well.
Yeah, he's really, really good catcher. So we've been talking a lot. We're excited to get up there and get to work.
Now, position-wise, they going to keep you in center field? Do you have any idea? You can play any position out there, but where would you prefer to stay?
I really like playing center field. It's just I know they have some older guys who are probably a little quicker because when I was talking to Coach, he kind of saw me as a corner outfielder, mostly right, maybe left. But we'll see. I always like playing center, and I would love to play it, but I've played a lot of right field too, so. I'm comfortable wherever I play out there.
Zach, just kind of building on what Bruce just said, what are your expectations as far as time goes for you your first year up there? Are you thinking that a starting position is available for you, that you can work towards that? I mean, what's realistic?
I'm not really sure what's available and what's not. I know I have a chance to go in there and compete for a job, and that's kind of all I wanted when I was looking for a school, is a chance to go and play somewhere. And I know they have some upperclassmen already there who are returning to the outfield, but I'm just looking for a place to go and compete for a job. And I think my first goal when I get there is just to crack that starting lineup. So I'll be working towards that, whether it's just the first few months of the season or maybe a year. May have to work for it, but that's just my goal number one going in there, is crack the starting lineup.
Zach, we're kind of running up the clock briefly. How's your experience with Gojo's been this summer playing summer ball?
It's been really good. I really like Coach Ross and all the other coaches over at Gojo's. But our team, we've been okay. We started pretty strong, and then kind of have fallen out. But it's tough to get a group of guys together and just try to get that chemistry right away like these summer teams do. So our season's about 4 weeks, and I'm actually already done. We play one more game, and I'm not going to be there for it. But it was really good. I had a really good time playing with them, learning from them, and just having the opportunity to play some more baseball.
Well, Zach, I'll tell you, it's been a pleasure watching you throughout your career. You are a pleasure to coach, but I love seeing you on the baseball field as well. And I just want to say good luck. I know you and I will be in touch and hopefully get a chance to watch you play collegiately as well.
Thanks, Coach. Always appreciate it and love talking to you.
All right, Zach, thanks so much, man. We'll catch up with you soon. Everybody, that is Zach Cook, Resurrection Christian graduate on his way to the University of Mary to play baseball. But that's a kid that is even off of the court, has worked with you at some of your camps. I mean,
oh, he's
talk
just,
about it, just giving back, doing it the right way.
You know, Zach's always there. Coach, how can I help? You know, he's great with young kids. He's your ultimate kid as far as who do you want around these young kids. Zach Cook, Reese Johnson, the list goes on, but two special guys.
Boy, and when you think about it, you think about your coaching career, there's so many things that go into it, Bruce. And all the wins that we talk about with you all the time. But my guess is you sit at home sometimes and you think back on your teams, and it's those characters, it's those relationships that you've made. And maybe the greatest compliment is when you get a kid that was with you 3, 4, 5 years ago and they come back and you see their success, not just on the court, but off the court as well.
That is why you coach.
Yeah.
And it's not for wins. Wins are great, don't get me wrong. But you want to coach, develop young men, and to see those high-character guys, it just warms your heart.
Boy, fantastic stuff right there. All right, we'll come back in a moment, wrap up the program from the Auto Collision Specialist Studios. It is Clark and the Coach on a Tuesday here from Northern Colorado. We're back in a moment on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA. Welcome back to Clark and the Coach. Bruce had to fly these last 3 minutes because he's doing what he does. He's going to teach great basketball to some other youngsters. So Clark and the Coach will be back tomorrow, of course. Got a full lineup of folks to talk to tomorrow. But love catching up with some players and some good dudes. Reese Johnson, Zach Cook, and, of course, Brandon Valdez, the club coach for Rocky Mountain Fever. Want to remind you guys, first of all, Brian Gary in the afternoon. This lineup, been at KFK 15 years, this lineup is the all-star lineup. I mean, it rock and rolls. Mornings with Gale, 6 to 9 every day. Then, of course, NoCo Now, award-winning NoCo Now with Tanner Schwint. Terrific from 9 to 11. Then you have to put up with me and the coach here for an hour. Then comes the big gun, Brady Hull, at noon, of course, Brady and Colfax. Best wishes to Colfax. He's kind of out on the IR right now, but he'll be back, of course. And then, you know, Brian Gary in the afternoon, 3 to 5. Absolutely love the good afternoon, guys. So killing it here at KFKA, and so blessed to be part of this this great lineup. We've got baseball coming up for you Thursday night. We're going to be back in Eaton, it sounds like. I haven't got game time, haven't got this confirmed with Coach Hernandez yet, but I think that's where we're going to be as they start the Northern Plains tournament with a home game on Thursday. At least I think that is the situation. Wednesday on the program tomorrow, Clark and the Coach will let you know exactly what that lineup looks like. And right around the corner, folks, here we go. 13 days, 13 teams, training camp coverage coming for football. We'll get this up on the site for you, up on the Facebook page and up on the webpage. It opens up on the 9th, August 9th, and then we go for no Saturdays or Sundays, but we'll go 13 straight weekdays. It ended up on the 25th, and then, of course, that butts us right into the first weekend of high school football, that weekend of the 26th, 27th, and 28th. So should be a ton of fun coming up. Platte Valley and Troy Hoffman to lead things off. Then Tuesday, the 10th, we'll get to University and Casey Doss. How about 9 years already for Casey Doss. Troy Hoffman's in his 12th and I think 21st at the school, if I'm not mistaken. Severance on the 11th, oh, Jeff Van Winkle. Three times to the Final Four at Rez. They knock him over to Severance. How good is this team going to be? Jeff Van Winkle. But Jeff's one of the guys that when Bruce is out from time to time, is going to fill in on the program with us. So the fastest talking coach in the history of high school sports, Jeff Van Winkle. Eaton, Zach Lemon, the defending state champions on the 12th on Thursday to get in. How much fun is that going to be? Eighth year for Zach Lemon in that mix. Then Loveland, another state champion. Alan Jeffries, longtime DC there, takes over for Jeff Mock. So Alan Jeffries, who his time goes back to the John Poovey years. So that's huge for Loveland. Then, of course, this Monday the 16th, Greeley West, Jason Renoff in his ninth year, one of the best guys out here in Northern Colorado that coaches. Scott Leffler, second year for Scott, I believe second year for the Valley coach out there, trying to get that program rolling. Can't wait for that on Tuesday the 17th. Then Roosevelt and Lane Wasinger, his fifth year. Highland and Zach Sandstrom, his fifth year. Dayspring and Benny Fusco there. Then the final three days will be Fossil Ridge. That's, of course, Jeff Fulton, our buddy there. Matt Yem and the Fort Collins Lampkins on the 24th. And then Bob Mock and Rez Christian will round things up on the 25th. So we'll get that up on the site for you. 13 days, 13 teams, our training camp coverage coming up for you. All right, thank you again to Brandon Valdez, club coach for Rocky Mountain Fever. Two great graduated seniors. Reese has already been in college for a year, but Reese Johnson, Zach Cook, and thank you to my partner, Bruce Dick, for knocking this thing out of the park again today. Everybody out there, next up, it is the whole show. Brady Hull coming up with all sorts of good stuff for you. Hug your kids. We'll talk to you soon from the Auto Collision Specialist Studios on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.